Mishalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shir, B'siyata D'Shmayim, the two parashiyos of Shema. We've already seen Devarim Nifloim. First parasha is Ahavas Hashem through the Bria. That brings one to Liman HaTorah. That's the Mimush of the Ahava. That's the actualization of the love. We showed the differences between different Lashonos. Second parasha is the starts with learning. That learning brings one to Ahava. In the first parasha, one loves from the Bria, and Memele he loves. He learns. Whereas in the second parasha, he comes to the love through the Limud. And then that brings him to the Ahava. And the first parasha is we spoke about how the first parasha is Yediyas HaTorah, that's Vishinantam, Torah Mechudadim B'Ficha, and the second parish is Limud HaTorah, the school of Limud Ba'amelus, that it elevates a person without the Yediyah. And now we get to the Seder HaDvarim, that's just a Tamsis, Shabbat Tamsis. Seder HaDvarim Shall parishes for him Shemoah. That it says the mitzvah of tefillin, in between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it starts with Torah, then tefillin, and then again back to Torah. Samtum Israel Avachem El Navshchem, talking about the Torah. Ukshatem Lo Zayitchem, Vilos Ben Nechem. Tefillin, and then Limaratem Lo Sims Ben Nechem, Dev Rebam. Is back to Torah. So you have to understand Bechal, what's going on over here. Torah to Tefillin, back to Torah. And also that's not the Mahalach in the first parasha. In the first parasha, we only get the Tefillin and Mezuzah after Talmud Torah. In the second parasha, we have the Tefillin also before Talmud Torah. So B'Yisod Mitzvah Tefillin, the Rambam writes, in Achas Tefillin, in the fourth chapter, in the 25th halacha, Gevaldik, Smamish halacha chaviva meot, Kedushas tefillin, Kedushas in gedolei. The Kedusha of the tefillin is very great. She calls Manshah tefillin beroshah shel odem v'al zro, onov v'yorei shamayim, v'eno nimshach b'schoik, b'sicho kala, b'sicho b'teilo, v'eno maharer mashav esrois, elo mefana liboi b'divrei ha'emes v'ha'tzedek. That the Kiddush of Tefillin is very great. When the Tefillin are on his head and his arm, he's humble, fears heaven. He's not drawn to levity, to idle chatter. He doesn't think evil thoughts, but rather he turns his heart to the words of Emes and Tzedek. As Mevoar Mizeh, שמציאותם של התפילין היא בשיעבוד כולו לקדוש ברוך הוא ואין לו עניין בדברים שאינם שייכים לעבודתו יתברך. The mitzvah of tefillin is that a person is completely meshuvah to Hashem and he has no interest in other things that are not shayich to the avodah of Hashem. And therefore, when we're in the parasha v'hayim shemoah, we're talking about the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So it's not just a regular limud, but it's a category of limud that connects a person to Torah, and through this to the Noisein Torah, to Lahavos Hashem Elokeichem, and to serve Him, Ula'avdo b'cholavav b'cholnavshechem. Right, like we said, the second parish is Maisa. So it says Begufa Mitzvah v'Hagdorah. That's what the Sifri says. It says Begufa Mitzvah v'Hagdorasa. The Santim is Dreyel Alabavchem be'alnavshechem. That it should give you a ratzon, it's limud, we said, not nefesh is ratzon. It should be a limud to do the right thing. There'll be poil on your lev, on your nefesh. So the same thing, tefillin. Tefillin's going to have the same impact. She lifol b'chol ma'odoy matzav shiratzono rak b'shem. That's what the tefillin are supposed to do. The tefillin also, in other words, you take the Rambam into the parasha. You understand what the pa'ula of the tefillin is? The tefillin make a person mamish be focused on what's right, and the Rabbono Shel Olam, b'divrei ha'emes ve'atzedek. Tefillin brings you to this place of truth, of justice. So the din tefillin is a kamashmalan, it's a chiddush in the din of Talmud Torah and the parsha. And it's being magdir, it's defining the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That the mitzvah of Talmud Torah should be the same way as the tefillin. That's why tefillin is said sandwiched in between Talmud Torah. I tell you that it's the same hagdorah, just like you have by tefillin, that it's supposed to get you completely focused, supposed to give you the suratzim to only be serving Hashem, only be close to Hashem, only be doing the right thing. So just like tefillin does that, Talmud Torah does that also. So the santim is Dvorai Eila al Vavchem v'al Nafshechem. Ksharetem osim los ayatchem v'yot tzvos b'neinechem. You have the Torah and then you have the tefillin. It's the same hagdorah of your. It's supposed to get you completely focused on Hashem. And then weiter, v'imadetem osim los b'neinechem. V'daber bam. Like we saw in Rashi, Maseches Sukkah, in the first parish. Vayim Shemua Tishmu, that it's marg, you're margil when you're young, so then you'll continue doing it when you're older. Shia Talmud Torah, b'ofen shel Torah, b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, idea zeh shematchil, l'shtabed lo b'yaldusa. You already start when you're young. Vayim Shemua Tishmu, atzai shem ofim, b'tzavei eschem yam, l'havo zeh shem l'kechem, lov do, b'chol vav, b'chol nafshem. How do you get there? Vayim Shemua Tishmu. By starting when you're young. You meshivet when you're young. And then it's going to continue into older age. B'chol zeh ino inyan parashat ve'avta. V'loy ka'osi lahagdir eize talmud Torah boy, ela mayri ala hava sheyeshna eich lekayma. The first parish is talking about a person who already loves Hashem. As anachnu rotzim ladat be'izet tzad, like we defined in the first shiur. Also, we had another shiur, two shiurim on Mahavas Hashem. Be'izet tzad, the kavanah eich mimamshim et ahava. How do you actualize the ahava? And the answer is through limud haTorah. I'm not trying to define what type of limud haTorah. Mimamshim et ahava through limud haTorah. V'haya v'shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. God created the world. You see Hashem through the world. Mele, you come to v'havta as Hashem Elokecha. And how do you actualize that love from b'hayu advarim me'ele through limud haTorah? That's the expression of the love. There's another way to express the love, and that's by wearing tefillin. Tefillin's also supposed to be medabik you. Your mom is bound up with the tefillin. You're bound up with the achdus Hashem. So, this parash is the purpose of tefillin is not to define the type of Talmud Torah, but rather that you want to actualize your love. So you do it through learning Torah. You do it through wearing tefillin. So that's why tefillin isn't sandwiched in between Talmud Torah. Hashem came when it comes to the second parash. The tefillin is sandwiched in between the Talmud Torah. Because the tefillin is defining the Talmud Torah. What type of Torah is it? It's the type of Torah that gets you to be focused completely on Hashem and doing the Ratzon of Hashem. It's defining the Torah. Because this Torah is supposed to bring you to love. It's supposed to bring you to loving Hashem, to Maisa. Because again, in the first parasha, you love Hashem through the Bria. And then Mela, how do you express this love? Through Torah, through tefillin. In the second parasha, how do you come to the love? Through Torah. And what type of Torah it is? It's the type of Torah that's supposed to get you to do. To get you completely focused on Hashem. That's the type of Torah. That's the definition of the Torah. And in Mela, since that's what tefillin does, tefillin sandwiched in between the chiyuvim of Talmud Torah. Because it's defining the Torah. It's telling you, just like tefillin, means you're completely focused on Hashem, like we saw in the Rambam. So too, that's what this Torah is supposed to do. That's the type of Torah. Torah isn't the expression of the love, like in the first parasha. Torah is what brings you to the love. Tur or Chaim, Simon Chav Zayin, Lini Mitzvah Tefillin, Yichavim Banachosim, Shetzivanu Amokum, Loniach, Arba, Parshios Eilu, שיש בהם ייחוד שמו ויציאס מצרים על הזרוע כנגד הלב ועל הראש כנגד המוח, כדי שנזכור יציאס מצרים על ידי ניסים ונפלאו שעשה עמנו, שאמור עם הייחודוי. שהוא יחיד בו אלומוי, ושלא היה כוח והממשלו בעליונים ותחתונים, לעשוס בהם כרצוני. That you should be mechaber in your anocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to put on these arba parshiyos, that if Yichud Shemo Yitzis Mitzrayim, Azorah Keneged Alev, Rosh Keneged Amoach, arm opposite the heart, head opposite the brain, that we should remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, through the Nisim and the flows that Hashem did with us, that show us the Yichud of Hashem, He's the only one, He's the only power, He's omnipotent. So that's Tefillin. Tefillin is supposed to be Machnis Yidias Hashem Belev, Ubemoyach. And that's like the Torah that's al avavchem ve'al nafshichem. Torah is also supposed to, the Torah of Ahayim Shemo is also supposed to get into your kishkes. And that's what the tefillin does. It gets into your heart, your mind. And that's why, again, the tefillin is sandwiched in between the Torah to define what type of Torah it's supposed to be. Torah that gets into your heart in kishkes, and therefore it brings you to Maisa. And then at the end of both parashiyos, you obviously have the mitzvah of mezuzah. Rambam mezuzah 6:13. It's a great parak vav alachi yud gimel. Chayav adam lizar b'mezuzah b'nei shechoves hakol tamid b'zman sheyikanes v'yetzi yivka b'yivad Hashem. Shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yizkor avos v'yor mishnasoi v'shigyoysim v'havlei hazman v'yedu shein dovar ha'oymed l'oylam ul'olmei ha'ilomim eli yediyas tzur ha'ilomim v'miyad u'choyzer l'daitoi v'hoylech b'dankei mishorim. The person has to be very careful about mezuzah. It's the obligation of everybody always. And when you go in and out, every time you leave and come into the Rishus, you come into contact with Yichud Hashem, you remember His love, you wake up from your sleep, and all of your mistakes and all of the nonsensical aspects of time, and you know there's nothing that's forever except the knowledge of the rack of all the worlds, and immediately you go back to your senses, and v'holach b'darkei neshavim, you go in the straight path. So it emerges that the mitzvah of mezuzah also is an asiyah and a pula b'ahavas Hashem, v'yizkor avasai. And that's why it's in the parish of love, both parishes of love. First parish and the second parish. Because that's what Phil and Mrs. is supposed to do. It's supposed to bring you to love of Hashem. Mrs. brings you to love of Hashem, as the Rambam is very clear about. והדברים מאירי עיניים ומסמכי לב. ברוך שבחר בהם ובמשנסם. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, there's so much more to say about these parashas. But hopefully in a future shiur we'll be zoicha. Shem Shigibis give us the korach and the morach and the simchas chaim. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.